When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're one of those who'd rather stay up late and get up late, only to discover that your workplace doesn't fit your schedule, and you roll out of bed cursing the alarm clock every morning, maybe you could start with the little change of going to bed half an hour earlier than normal. And maybe you'll see, in time of course, you can't train your body overnight. Maybe you'll find out that you jump out of bed in a better mood, and that your day will start better.
At some point, you have to make a decision. And you'll often hear me say, you're one decision away from a different life, a better life. You have plenty of time to create a life that makes you happy, to create a life that is full of meaning for you, whatever that means. But you have to make the decision. No one's coming to make the decision for you. You have to decide.
So you gotta have the discipline to grab control and make it happen. And when I say you need discipline for that, what that means is these stresses that you're avoiding, they're not gonna go away if you avoid them. So take the discipline to face the stressful situation. Get ahead of it. Don't be afraid of it.
True manifestation of the love that you're sensing and feeling towards a particular thing or a person to come to fruition, you've got to build the character traits, the virtues of discipline. Choose a thing because you love it, and then eventually you're going to hate it, but stick with it anyway, because you'll come full circle, love it again, and you'll be a stronger version of yourself because of it.
It takes time and dedication. It takes a willingness to accept that you're not yet good enough. It takes the ability to stare at the places that you know that you're weak, to really look at those things and not let it affect your sense of self-esteem and not let it affect your sense of self-worth so that you can still get the momentum going. But you have to understand that in the beginning, we're all terrible.
Success is limitless. You should be willing to go further than you've ever done in your life. Don't take the short road. Go the longer road. Don't make it convenient. Make it uncomfortable. Believe in that. Because that's the best way you could be in your life.
Is that something that you begin to look at within yourself? See, I say if you look at your life, and if you're not getting what you want, you owe it to yourself to do something differently. If that's what it is, you owe it to yourself to start strategically working to change directions.
After life has beaten you and broken you into pieces, resiliency is that gift and ability. It's the discipline to turn those pieces into a work of art.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mm. rise before the sun. There is a reason many of the great women and men of the world, the great history makers, the great poets, the great philosophers, the great movement makers rose before the sun. There is a magic in the air at 5 a.m. And that's why the 5 a.m. Club is so transformational, because it's the time of greatest quietude. And I believe tranquility is the new luxury on our planet. It is a time of intimate creativity, because you've just been rested. Your brain is fresh. There's very recent cutting edge science coming out now. When you sleep, your brain actually has a mechanism to wash itself. When you wake up in the morning, your willpower is strongest. When you wake up in the morning, you've got a full well of mental focus. And we know that focus in our world is even more valuable than intelligence. And I could go on and on the benefits. I mean, you get up at 5 a.m., you've got the world to yourself. There's no crowds. You can think, you can plan, you can care for yourself in a world where so many people are so depleted. And so the 5 a.m. Club really is a game changer. And then it's not just get up at 5 a.m. and, you know, scratch your stomach or stare up at the ceiling.
Or look at your phone.
I believe you can play with your phone or change the world. You don't get to do both. And so the 5 a.m. Club method is based on the 20-20-20 formula. That's the revolutionizer. And it started from my experience with working with many billionaires. I've coached many of the most successful financiers and titans of industry for over two decades. And one of the things I would run them through is the way you begin your day sets up the way you live your day. And so the 20-20-20 formula that the book is based upon is pretty simple. I go into great detail in the book, but essentially it's from 5 to 5:20, the first pocket is move. I'm a fanatic about neuroscience. And why do you get up and move? Because you're going to release serotonin, which is going to make you feel better. You're going to release dopamine, which is the pleasure and inspirational neurotransmitter. You're going to release norepinephrine, which will boost your focus. You'll promote neurogenesis. You can actually grow new brain cells. Increase your metabolic rate. So the way you feel when you first wake up is not the way you're going to feel at 5:20. Second pocket of the 20-20-20 formula, 20 minutes from 5:20 to 5:40, that's on reflection. So a lot of us are busy, but what's the point of being busy if you're doing the wrong things? The billionaires, the great creatives, the people of great impact, the people who live beautiful lives are very intentional. They're very deliberate. They're very conscious. So for 20 minutes, you write in a journal. You can visualize. You can pray. You can meditate. You can simply contemplate how you're going to live your day, what you want to stand for during the day, for example. And then the final pocket of the 20-20-20 formula is all about grow. And that's where you just read from a biography or a business book or a philosophy book. And so that's 20 minutes of growing, because I think we're most alive when we are growing. I believe the leader who learns the most wins. So that's, in a nutshell, the 20-20-20 formula.
Why is the morning routine so important? Couple things. How you wake up has a scientifically proven impact on your ability to focus, on your happiness, and on your productivity all day. The 2 to 3 pieces of it are, for me, I wake up when the alarm goes off. I then get up, and for the first couple minutes of the day, I plan my day. And I have a particular process that I go through that leverages something from Harvard Business School called the Progress Principle. I have a mindfulness practice. That could be anything that you want. It could be gratitude journaling. It could be meditation. It could be 5 slow, deep breaths. It could be taking your dog outside for a walk. And then on mornings when I can, I have a micro exercise practice where I do planks for 5 minutes, or I do something to get my blood pumping on the mornings that I can. And I do all that before I ever even look at my phone, because I put myself and my mindset first deliberately before I ever allow the world access to my mind. You do not want anybody to have access to what's going on up here until you've gotten deliberate about what you're thinking about first.
What you're watching here is going to be a very, very short video. So I'm going to ask you to bring your will to bear and focus, really focus on this idea, because it's an idea that can change your life. It certainly changed mine. People are always asking me in seminars, Bob, how do you schedule your day? And you know, that's not an easy answer for me, because every day is different with me. I do a lot of different things, but there is one constant. It's how you start your day. Earl Nightingale taught me that a long, long time ago. He said, Bob, it's not how you spend your days, it's how you start your day. You start your day off right and everything is going to work in your favor. And you put seven of them together and you've got a very successful week. So he said, pick a good idea. Well, you know, I have a book here, How to Sell Yourself to Others by Elmer Wheeler. Elmer Wheeler was one of America's greatest salespeople. So I use that and I just open it here. What we call manners. That's an idea, what we call manners. If I'm mannerly all day long, if I keep that in mind, I want to be mannerly with everybody all day long. That's going to help me. So I take an idea like that every morning and I write it down, I put it in a piece of paper, carry it in my pocket, and that's an idea I'm going to work on all day long. If something goes a little wrong, I work on that idea, I take that idea. You do this and you're going to win.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.